WJTL Brandon Heath, he does. Hi, good morning to you. Happy Tuesday. It's 7:20.
Good morning. This is Intern Bell with your weather. Today will be cloudy with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms and breezy with a high of 74. Tonight is looking cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and a low of 60. And for tomorrow, for your winning Wednesday, there will be clouds and showers with a high of 67. Right now, it is 57 and cloudy.
Our very special guest in the studio, Kevin Lutz, is with us. He's the executive director of Bridge of Hope Harrisburg. Good morning again, Kevin.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. Tell us again about Bridge of Hope and what you guys are doing in the Harrisburg area.
Bridge of Hope, Harrisburg area, is part of a national organization, Bridge of Hope. We serve single homeless moms. We partner with church volunteer groups who walk alongside of our moms and do life with our moms. They are a group of mentors for her. Generally, we're looking for 5 to 12 people. We've done it with as few as 2. We've done it with as many as 15. Again, wow. The sweet spot's 6-ish.
Yeah.
Works out well. And they are just role models for people that probably never had role models. They have no supports or maybe one support left. But most of our moms come from a history of abuse. 60 to 75% come from abuse starting in childhood. And that tends to follow them through lives, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And we help them walk away from that and, you know, make a difference in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine being homeless, let alone being a single mom with children that you're trying to take care of. Do you have any stories about how God has worked through your ministry through Bridge of Hope?
Absolutely. We had a mom who graduated recently. She was in our program for probably 24 to 26 months, and she snuck out of the house with her daughter, who was, I think, about 1 year old at the time. Her significant other was an alcoholic. The house was falling apart. She was in fear for her life and for the safety of her child. She snuck out. Somebody gave her our contact information. She got plugged into our program and is now doing extremely well, has moved up in terms of jobs, is supporting herself, and just a very blessed individual at this point.
Wow. About how many women, how many families are you dealing with at any one time?
Well, our goal was to serve 15 moms a year.
Okay.
We serve Cumberland, York, and Dauphin counties. Last year, we served 16, so we actually exceeded our goal.
Wow.
There were 26 children with those 16 moms. It depends on the availability of apartments, churches, volunteers, and clearly funding. I mean, those are the things that we need to continue the work we do.
If folks want more information about what you do, if they want to support you, they can visit you online.
Absolutely. We would love for them to do that. bridgeofhopeharrisburg.org.
And you mentioned earlier that one of the difficult things you guys are faced with right now is finding affordable housing. How can our listeners pray? What are some things that they could maybe do to help you in that way?
Well, we're always looking for new landlords. So if anybody knows somebody who owns rental properties, please, we would love to hear from you. Most of our moms don't exactly have great credit scores because of the lives they've led. So we're looking for landlords that understand. And because we're in the picture, we get to help the moms. We provide rental assistance on a decreasing basis to our moms. So there's less anxiety, I think, for the landlords. And also we're putting eyes on our mom on a regular basis. So we have an idea what's going on in the apartment, how things are going.
Here's an opportunity for us to pray for Bridge of Hope Harrisburg, what God is doing through them. Check them out online as well. You can always Google them. Harrisburg Bridge of Hope is an easy thing to do, and you can find them there as well. Kevin, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. It's truly been a pleasure.
We loved having you on the air. Thank you for sharing about what God's doing through your ministry. Back to the music we go. Here's Cody Carnes. Take you at your word on WJTL. Good morning. Happy Tuesday.